And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It's just after 8 a.m. And today is a special day because it is 12 hours of student power. And that means that a bunch of student clubs around UBC are going to come into the station, say a little about what they do on campus, and we're going to have some interviews. And it's going to be a really, really great day, and it's going to be from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So please stay tuned.
Yeah, and we're excited to be here with you this morning. We're going to start the morning off with a band called The Morning Benders, and this is a song from their 2010 album, Big Echo, and the song is called Excuses.
Thank you.
are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm Robin.
I'm Juliana.
And the two songs that we just listened to, we started with Excuses by The Morning Benders, and then we moved right into Myth by Beach House. And Beach House is these two people based out of Baltimore, Victoria Legrand, who I think is originally from France, and Alex Scully, and the song was from their fourth album, Bloom. They're really good live. Have you ever?
I saw them at Sasquatch 2 years ago, and they were pretty incredible.
I saw them at Malkin Bowl, so it was like an outdoor show. It was really fun. I guess, I don't know, outdoor shows always tend to be pretty nice.
Exactly.
That's the thing about Sasquatch, too. So, up next, we're going to play a band from Ontario. They're called Timber Timber. And this is from their 2011 album, Creep On, Creepin' On. And the song is called Black Water.
All I need is some sunshine. All I need. All I need is some sunshine. Oh,
And you were listening to Black Water by Timber Timber. I really liked them.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I was just telling Juliana, it sounds so much like Leonard Cohen to me, and maybe that's why I like it so much.
Yeah, I was like, is this a new song by him? Anyways, I really liked it.
Yeah. We were talking also about how Leonard Cohen came to Vancouver in November, but it was such a big show. And I feel like the dreamiest way to see Leonard Cohen would be in like a really small setting. Like maybe...
like a jazz bar or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, that would be so nice.
I know. Oh, he'll come back. He'll come back. Anyways, I'm just going to go over the schedule for today for 12 hours, like who you can expect on air and if there's anyone in particular you want to tune into. So throughout the day, you'll hear from clubs like Sprouts, the Bike Kitchen, the Skateboard Club, Film Sock, and as well there'll be students in Arts Report who will kind of go over that, and a few bands like Rebel Mountain and Hooves. So I hope you will all enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to play a song up next by Million Young called Mien. And it's a Florida-based artist, Mike Diaz. And I'm kind of switching it up from our really chill, nice music to a little bit more electronic. But it'll be, I consider it sort of dreamy and light. So I hope that it doesn't disturb your morning too much.
It's time to get up.
I know it is.
Everybody wake up.
So this one is Mien by Million Young.
Thank you.
So we were just listening to Rye with their song The Fall.
We were just testing you this morning. It wasn't Million Young.
Yeah, we played the wrong song.
But that's okay. It's early morning. We're all still waking up.
We meant to play the song anyway at some point. So you just got it a little bit earlier. Anyway, the band is called Rye, and they're a two-person music project. Mike Milosh, who is from Toronto, and Robin Hannibal, who is from Denmark, but now they're based out of L.A. And it's a really nice song, but a lot of people hear it, and apparently they think, wow, like, who is that beautiful female vocalist? Turns out it's Mike Milosh who's singing.
And interesting.
He says he doesn't really mind that people think he sounds like a girl when he sings, but
it's beautiful nonetheless, so.
Yeah, it's still really nice to listen to.
Okay, so we're going to start again, and you now get to listen to Mien by Million Young.
I know.
Land on my shoulders, the petals turn to dust. My arms are heavy soldiers, left out becoming rust.
And that was Oh My, What a Fine Day by Behind Sapphire. And they're a Vancouver-based band, which is really awesome that they're from here, and they're described as experimental pop, which I think they do. And it's kind of interesting, in 2010 and 2011, they were selected as one of the top 20 artists in BC in the Peak Performance Project. And sort of interesting, tomorrow is the finale, or the finals for Peak Performance Project. And so if there's still tickets available, you should definitely check it out. It's tomorrow night. And up next, I'm going to be playing a song by Noble Oak, and it's a Vancouver-based artist called Patrick Fiore, and he produces electronic music that's, like I guess I said before, light and dreamy, and he, I think at the moment, is studies at UBC. I should know that. And I looked up and found an artist interview of him, and he said that his first performance he played at the Pit Pub, which is dear
really?
To our hearts. Yeah.
Oh, in the, that's so funny.
Yeah, just below us in the sub, which is really awesome. So I don't know, we'll play some Noble Oak, and this song is called Lover.
We'll be right back.
You were just listening to Lover by Noble Oak. And I was just telling Juliana, one of my close friend's parents met at the Pit, very happily in love. It's just such a funny place to meet.
It's not a very romantic place, but...
It's not. It's so grimy. Maybe back then it was more romantic. Maybe the walls were covered in hearts.
Things have changed, I guess.
Yeah, things have changed. I got a text message from my mom, and she has told me that my nan and grandpa are listening. And so I just wanted to say, hey, nan and grandpa, I can picture you both sitting in your living room with your cozy cardigans on. And so I hope you're enjoying the music this morning. And up next, I'm going to play a band called Monsters of Folk. And they're kind of like a super band. So it's Jim James from My Morning Jacket. Then also M. Ward from She and Him. And then Mike Mogus and Connor Oberst from Bright Eyes.
This is the super band.
Yeah. Connor Oberst, welcome to my high school crush. So into Bright Eyes when I was in high school. Still am, I guess. I saw Connor Oberst live once, and it was, like, the best thing ever. It was so great.
He's so happy.
Yeah, I was so happy.
So what's this one?
This song is called Map of the World, and it features Connor Oberst's voice most prominently, so...
You're so happy.
I like it. Yeah.
Love. Are your hands lightning fast? Can you flip it, scratch it, and just get downright funky on the turntables? Well, if so, you got to come out and prove it, homeboy. On November 23rd, CITR presents Are You That DJ competition going down Friday night at the Pit Pub. $8 to get you in the door in the day, but only $5 if you get your pass in advance. It's time to set the record straight on who's got the ill skills on the wheels of steel. So ante up and save the date, November 23rd at the Pit Pub. For more info on how you can get involved, hit up Campus Coordinator via email at campuscoordinator@citr.ca. Brought to you by CITR. Here we go again.
Who is the number one DJ?
Me and Betty were hanging out by the bleachers, and it was a Saturday night, and the stars were out. And I reached for her hand, and I held it tight. Oh boy, I held her hand with all my might. I looked at her, and I couldn't help but smile. I knew I could hang out with her for a little while. So I moved in closer, and I took a chance. And I asked this girl, can I have this dance? Hey, girls!
That was Bleeding Knees Club with Lipstick. And I tried to do some research on these guys, but they were really, really hard to find any information about.
Really?
Yeah. Like, their Facebook page said that their hometown was Overies. And and it said, under record label, it just said, ew. So I guess they're unsigned? Is that what
they guess that's what, I think that's what they're trying to say.
And
they're trying to keep it
their
secret.
Their MySpace page said they were influenced by public bathrooms. But basically, they're just three guys from Australia making some surf punk music.
I like it. I like them.
I really like the introduction to that song.
Me too.
Me and Betty hanging out by the bleachers. Okay. Up next, I'm going to play a Vancouver band. They're called Shimmering Stars. And this is from their 2012 EP, Ghost Past. It's kind of dream pop, nice for mornings. And this is a cover of a band called Songs Ohio. and the song is Hold On Magnolia.
Thank you.
So that was Hold On Magnolia, a cover of Songs Ohio by Shimmering Stars.
Awesome.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
And it's today is 12 hours of student power, so you keep listening for that. And we're just student fill-ins, student programmers, and we're just figuring out a show eventually that we want to do. So that's who you're listening to. It's Julianne and Robin.
Julianne and Robin. So what's everyone having for breakfast this morning?
I had quinoa with yogurt and fruit.
So healthy. Look at you.
I have a group presentation. I just have to feel my body.
Nice. I had cashew crunch. So
kind of delicious.
Yeah, it was okay. It's just some cereal. Call in. Let us know. What are you eating for breakfast? 604-822-2487.
We're serious.
Yeah, we're dead serious. If you're listening, give us a call. Up next, we're going to play Grimes.
Love Grimes.
Yeah, she's a local Vancouver girl. Doesn't she seem to you kind of like just the kind of person you'd want to be friends with?
Yeah.
She seems so down to earth and just fun. And just enjoying her life. She's from Vancouver, but I think she makes her music in Montreal.
Yeah, that's where I first heard her.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I didn't know you've been to Montreal.
Yeah, my sister goes to school there.
Oh, nice. I've heard it's a cool city. I've never been. So Grimes, Oblivion. We will play Grimes, Oblivion. Just following this obnoxious ad by Rihanna that just tried to come on. Sneaky, sneaky Rihanna. Here we go. Grimes, Oblivion.
I'm not afraid to die.
So that was Oblivion by Grimes. And up next, we're going to be playing a song that just reminds me of Christmas, or when snow is starting to fall. Well, not in Vancouver yet. But they're called the Goat Rodeo Sessions. And they're a musical collaboration that includes Yo-Yo Ma, which is awesome.
What? Really?
Yeah. Yo-Yo Ma, Stuart Duncan, Edgar Meyer, and Chris Thiel. So they would be classified as classical bluegrass, which I think is exactly what they're like.
Interesting.
And they have a lot of instruments. I'm going to list off all the different instruments that they play, which is really awesome. So they include the cello, which is obviously Yo-Yo Ma, the fiddle, banjo, mandolin, bass, piano, guitar, vocals, the gamba. They kind of include everything, so
Interesting fact about Yo-Yo Ma, he was animated into Arthur.
What, really?
Yeah, I remember as a kid I was watching Arthur, and all of a sudden it was Yo-Yo Ma animated into Arthur, like, I think they made him an aardvark.
I've totally seen that. Oh my gosh, I totally remember that. Well, there you go. They're bringing classical into children's TV. Cool. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so this song is called Quarter Chicken Dark.
Thank you. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
So before you were listening to the Goat Rodeo sessions, I hope you enjoyed them. I definitely did. Up next, I'm going to be playing a song called Dialogue by a BC local called Crash the Car. And it's a Canadian band consisting of a songwriter called Kyle Cashin. And he performs solo or sometimes with a band. And that's, I actually saw him a few years ago and he did play with a band, which was nice and refreshing. So I think he sort of categorized himself as ethereal alternative folk indie rock. It's a mouthful, but I think that that suits it well. But I hope you enjoy. It's called Dialogue.
Oh, my friend. dream.
And that was My Friend by Bill Callahan. And I feel like we've played a lot of artists that sound like Leonard Cohen. Because, again, I feel like Bill Callahan reminds me of Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, he has that nice deep voice.
Yeah, it's nice for the morning just to get us started. Mm-hmm. Next up, I'm going to be playing, I think every single time I've done a fill-in show with Robin, she's probably going to be sick of it by the end of our time doing fill-ins.
Is it Leisure Suit?
Yeah, it is Leisure Suit. Yeah, no, they're... my friend's band from Victoria, and they're slowly emerging into the music scene. They got a spot to play in Rifflandi Music Festival in Victoria in September, which I think is a big deal. So I like to promote them. And yeah, they're going to be releasing a few new songs and before taking a little hiatus. So you can check them out on Facebook, or they have a Bandcamp account as well. So you should check them out. And this song is one of my favorites. Actually, they're all my favorite. What am I talking about? This one is called Every Place.
You said just smile when you know it's time. Enjoy knowing when you know you're right. But everything that you've ever said won't remain forever in my head. So is this heartache or is this chest pain? Will this place ever be the same again? I'm so free, I can have this feeling. Was this my home, or is this my home to be? My home to be. And I can't seem to find that place where I'm meant to be. For me to learn.
beauty of knowing. So is this heartache, or is this chest pain? When will this place be the same again? I'm so trapped, I can hardly speak. Was this my home, or is this my home?
Leisure Suits with the
Every
song.
Place.
Every Place. Juliana is eager on the Leisure Suits. They're a really cool band.
Yeah, they are.
Juliana's friends.
Yes, they are. We're from Victoria.
So nobody ever called in to tell us what cereal they ate.
Or what they had for breakfast.
We're pretty disappointed. We had one phone call, and they asked if Nardwar was here, and I said, I don't think so, and then they hung up, so...
Really just, disappointed. We could never
enough.
Be Nardwar.
No.
So that's understandable.
So up next, we are going to play some tennis for you. And tennis.
Not actual tennis.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. We're not actually going to play tennis. We could. Later. Tennis is a husband and wife duo from Denver. They met in college, which is cute.
Oh.
And they took a sailing trip around the world, and that's how they recorded their first album. It was all based on their experience sailing the globe.
Oh, wow.
But this is from their newest album, Young and Old, and the song is It All Feels the Same.
Train to get to you. Thank you.
So Tennis with It All Feels the Same, and we just got a phone call. Yay!
That was so exciting.
Richie just called in, and he has the morning off, and he made corn tortillas with scrambled eggs and bacon.
That sounds delicious.
Sounds a lot better than our breakfast.
Protein and, yeah, he got it all.
Yeah. No, so thanks for calling in, Richie. And we're going to end the show with a slower song. It's by Lucinda Williams, and I just love her. Juliana plays Leisure Suits every show, and I play Lucinda Williams.
I think that's why we end the show most days.
Yeah, we end it with Lucinda. She's just so beautiful. So, well, I guess as a person and as...
as a singer.
A singer. She's got a really nice voice. And she is so poetic with her lyrics. Her father was the poet laureate, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the States.
Yeah.
So she gets it from somewhere.
And you're listening today, the 12 Hours of Student Power, which will be continuing at 10. So I hope you enjoy that.
And this has been Robin and Juliana.
Yes.
And it's been nice spending this morning with you. And this is Something About What Happens When We Talk by Lucinda Williams. Have a nice day.
See you.
Something.